you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ariel and John with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, in anticipation of Brisbane hosting the Olympic Games in 2032, Brisbane officials have been finding new ways to refresh Brisbane's image for the many new faces who will be visiting the city. An American graphic designer known as Caleb Nugent is a graphic designer whose content mostly focuses on rebranding for companies through random Google Map searches. Under one of his posts, Brisbane's Instagram asked for him to do one for the city of Brisbane. Despite the difficult task and never having visited Brisbane, Caleb set to work. Caleb's design used the Brisbane River to create the letter B as our main logo and gave a new and modern look to the city's brand. Online, his designs attracted lots of attention from the public, and in particular, Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner. The Lord Mayor endorsed the Brisbane rebrand on his socials, and Brisbane's Instagram is flying Caleb out to Brisbane to learn more about the city and how to pronounce its name. Hope you have a wonderful time whilst you're here, Caleb.
In national news, 32-year-old Gold Coast cop Jade Henderson has been left blindsided by a barrage of online abuse after she broke the Guinness World Record for most pull-ups in an hour earlier this year. Henderson set the new world record this August with 733 pull-ups, beating the previous record of 725 set in 2016. Henderson was berated with claims she was cheating or on steroids. Henderson said, "I wasn't expecting to receive half the amount of attention I've received already, and that the negative comments were disheartening." Deakins University Associate Professor Kim Toffoletti said Henderson's experience mirrored findings from research she co-authored about women being subjected to online harm. "When women succeed in these kind of spaces, there is that online backlash, that desire to bring women down and challenge that they can do better than men in some instances," she said. Henderson says she isn't letting trolls stop her progress and is aiming for the most pull-ups in a minute by the end of the year. In more news, Australians are suffering irreversible health complications as the average wait time for various health specialists increases by years. Despite Labor placing healthcare at the centre of its re-election pitch, an ABC analysis on public healthcare wait times found that Victorians wait 4 years to see an ENT specialist, exceeding the recommended timeframe of 30 days. The trajectory is the same for patients awaiting neurologists, gastroenterologists, and ophthalmologists. The impact of these wait times create individuals who suffer chronic pain in silence. Either the disease gets worse, it progresses, or people suffer an irreversible complication as a result of the untreated condition. Clinical Professor of Medicine at the University of Sydney, Graham Stewart, says each statistic is a person who's waiting for essential care way beyond the time that is clinically appropriate and that carries with it the risk of preventable death. Professor Stewart is calling on the federal government to create a policy-making body and fund 100% of the costs towards running public specialist outpatient clinics.
In international news, according to an annual stocktake of COT levels, global fossil fuel emissions are projected to hit another record high in 2025. Despite an anticipated drop in overall emissions caused by humans due to a reduction in practices like deforestation, fossil fuel emissions are still increasing due to the increased use of coal, oil, and gas. The latest COT budget from the Global Carbon Project has estimated an expected 1.1% increase in fossil fuel emissions in 2025 in comparison to 2024. If emissions stay on an upward trend, it could mean the world locks in an average temperature rise greater than 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to the pre-industrial levels within 4 years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is slightly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.